It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. It's Speak Out 2.0 for the next hour. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7 because we're stretching our muscles and spreading across the dial. And, of course, always on KNTRtalk.com. First thing I want to tell you about is tonight's the last night you can sign up your kindergartners in the Bullhead City School District. And that happens at Desert Valley Elementary School, Diamondback Elementary School, and Sunrise Elementary School tonight from 5:30 to 7. You do need to bring your child's birth certificate, immunization records, proof of residency, and hopefully the identification of a parent or guardian who brings them. And then if there's any legal paperwork, like maybe who or who can't pick them up or who has guardianship or anything like that. And they have to turn 5 before August 31st to go into the next school year. And so go to the school nearest you and get them signed up this evening. One more thing to tell you about today. There's a blood drive in Golden Valley. It just started. It goes till 2 o'clock at the Golden Valley Community Center. Any questions, call Vital at 877-258-4825. And now we go into the studio, and it's a full studio. We're packed today. We start with Jeff Tipton, the Human Services Director for Bullhead City. And we have the Honorable William Condre, Judge for Bullhead City, and he's the judge for the Quality of Life Program, which we're going to focus around today. And then they brought John Doe, who is kind of a graduate from the Quality of Life Program. So with that, I'm going to say welcome, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
So let's start with Jeff Tipton, because some of the people that you deal with that are the homeless population of Bullhead City end up in front of Judge Condre and kind of have the opportunity to go through the Quality of Life Court program. Does that, when you're out there, when the police officers called you and said, Jeff, come down here, we got a homeless guy, when that is happening, are you thinking to yourself, oh, this person's going to go before the judge and he's going to be successful?
Yes, I'm hoping that.
Yeah.
And really, judge can talk about when the court officially started. My involvement was almost a year ago, is in April. I've worked with the homeless task force and part of the city with the homeless liaison since 2017. And anytime we would go out, we always offer resources. We do wellness checks. But our ultimate goal is to get the people we come in contact help. And the city, in the city, there's a lot of resources, but in my opinion, the Quality of Life Court kind of pulls everything together.
Right.
Judge Condre's put a great program together that puts some accountability in, but also gives hope for those that it could be homeless, could be substance abuse, it could be a number of things that gets them into that court situation, but there's never an avenue out of that situation. And I think the Quality of Life Court sets people up for success. If they put the time in, judge puts that accountability and that mentorship and the leadership to guide them through it, and he takes complete ownership. So it's kind of a handheld process that each party works together, and it's showing some really, really good results.
I think it's amazing that we see former law enforcement, like Jerry DeVault, when he was a police officer in the streets of Bullhead City and worked with the homeless. Then he became a city council person, and he kind of started the homeless task force, per se. And now he's moved out of Bullhead. But it took a former law enforcement officer to understand the problems of these people and start this program. Now we have a former law enforcement officer who is a judge, and has decided to expand the program with an opportunity for them to get out. And Judge Conry, I'll let you kind of explain the quality of life program, what it involves.
It started November 2020. It takes individuals. It really, my focus was the homeless population, but now anybody that comes to the court that presents an issue where the quality of life court could improve or enhance their overall life, either through some direction through counseling. We do therapy called moral recognition through Catholic Charities. If they just need somebody to keep them on task, because of the quality of life court is the first and third Wednesdays, sometimes people say, yeah, I could probably use that supervision right now because Bullhead City doesn't have a probation department.
Right.
So we'll get them involved. And if they're in, we've got a tremendous amount of cooperation with Damon Kovars, with the prosecutor who attends the first and third Wednesday, as far as, okay, if they do these steps, they'll either get a deferred entry of guilt, which means no punishment.
Right.
If it turns out there was a victim, that changes things, but it also, the prosecution also reduces the overall punishment.
But even if there's a victim, sometimes that victim can come to you and say, all right, if this person will do these things for you, then I'll go away too.
That is a possibility, and then they would work with the prosecution's office through victim witness services. So the victim doesn't necessarily come to me, but their voice is heard, and they have certain rights that we have to protect.
Sure,
and
sure.
I think going back to, you were talking about the law enforcement background and wanting to see change. You can't arrest your way out of the situation. Someone gets arrested for 30 days. What good comes of that?
Right.
They come out probably worse.
Well,
and there's not an improvement.
And unfortunately, almost every police officer will tell you they've arrested the same person more than once.
Yep.
And again, there's no change. It's the same old thing each time.
And
that's probably happened to you in Needles as a law enforcement officer and on the Highway Patrol. But now, with the Quality of Life program, you can make changes.
Yep.
And this is an example.
So we're going to call you John Doe because no one needs to know what your name is. And John, you come before the court and the Quality of Life program, but where did you come from?
Before all this?
Right.
A hoodlum.
Oh, okay.
I was a hoodlum. And I do whatever I could, come up with some money or whatever, and you know, just stupid stuff like that. But anyways, as it goes on and I go to court, I've been to court plenty of times before, you know, and this judge giving me breaks. I mean, you know, actually everybody there gives a break too, you know, it's not like you're condemned.
Right.
Jail, you know? So, and I've been doing what he asked. I mean, he's gave me chances I've never had ever, you know, expect from a judge, you know?
He's kind of laid out a map for you,
right,
of things to do to become less of a hoodlum.
Right.
And become a quality person.
Yeah. Well, yeah, things have been going great. Actually, I look forward to going to court.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, twice a month. And it's like no problem, you know, and it's like I want to make them proud, you know, and plus myself, you know, not worry about things. Before I was like warrants, I had warrants.
Right.
And but now he's giving me a break, and he's made me a mentor, somebody's mentor for a while.
Okay.
And I went to different classes, and everything just turned out all right.
You talked about making the judge proud of you, but you have to be proud of you, and you're mentoring someone else. You've got to be proud of the accomplishments that you've made.
Right. No, I am. I'm totally impressed by myself sometimes. But yeah, it's and actually, the program that he's running is like, it's really good. You know, he cares. He seems to care, and that's what some people, when they go to court, you know, it's like, oh, they're gonna hammer me.
Right.
You know, and that's their way of thinking in that. And like I said, now I look forward to going to court.
Well, and you look forward to going in and reporting on where you are in the steps of your program.
Right.
And because you're meeting them, you feel good. So you know when you go in and tell him, well, if he, let's say, for example, he gave you nine steps, nine different things to do your fines to go away and your warrants to go away, and you're on seven or eight, you feel pretty good when you walk in there and say, hey, Judge, I'm on seven and I'm working on eight. And
yeah,
that's a different feeling for you to go before a judge and being happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I look forward to going to court.
Right.
To, you know, let them know how, you know, I am doing really good.
Good.
You know.
Good. Can you discuss some of the things, some of the challenges that he laid out for you?
Well, he made me this one lady's mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And a mentor, you know, because I'm really a shy guy. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had, you know, but it was all right. And I mentored her.
Okay.
And then also he's stuck me in programs with the health program, Mojave Mental Health.
Okay.
And I did that, and that was, you know, that was sort of fun too. You know, I got everything off my mind. That from, you know, I sort of like, was it like once a week, I believe.
And that really helps to be able to talk to somebody that understands
Right.
And you can open up to.
Right. And it helped me out a lot. And
was there anything else that the judge laid out as challenges for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like going looking for work, you know, you have to have a positive attitude for that.
Right.
And so he's giving me that, and just to, you know, he's actually on my side. You know?
What a concept, huh?
Yeah.
So you have a job now.
I do work pretty much myself for myself.
Okay. When's the last time you had a job?
Oh, it was, well, I've had jobs off and on here and there.
Okay.
You know, but a real job, hell, man, I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Good 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
You know.
If I could interject, Larry.
Please.
When John Doe owed the court fines, there was a warrant issued for his arrest. He came in, stood at the podium, and I could see just absolutely despair in his eyes. So I offered up the program. We just started. I offered him up. I think within 3 months, he had a roof over his head. He had some place to stay.
Wow.
He located, and I think the place where he stays, he does the cleanup. It's a large, so he says, hey, if you give me a bedroom, I'll keep your yard clean.
Right.
So, I mean, it was an exchange.
Sure.
And he did that on his own. He also was able to secure other employment. And he went to Catholic Charities. He was checked out by a medical physician. We made sure that got taken care of. We made sure that his appointments at Mojave Mental Health, if he missed one, then we're not going to do that again. We're making an investment in yourself. So we're going to hold him to... hold them true to, if you tell me you're going, then I expect you to go.
Right.
And so today I look at him, and he's not even close to the same person that he was a year ago. I mean, it's amazing the transformation that John Doe has made. And I also say there are probably a handful or more of other people that have made this transformation. I mean, just kind of retooled themselves. I really don't do anything except, hey, you need to do this, and just make sure they do it.
And the challenge for them is not what you don't do, but what you can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with these three gentlemen a little bit more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063, you can give us a call. And also, I want to remind you that there's a Bullhead Chamber Mixer tomorrow night at Quality Marble and Granite, 5:30 to 7. Call the Bullhead Chamber for questions, 928-754-4121. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Dinner time. Pizza chain, burger chain, or freshly made dinners from ProFit Kitchen. Start with your choice of 4 different salads, then pick one of 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and kids' menu. All your drink selections, hot teas, wellness shots, custom sodas, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Everything is fresh and made when you order. It's the only way Chef Eric and his crew know how to make your meals. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Construction is booming all around us, and that provides a lot of opportunities for better jobs and better pay. Riders Tile and Flooring is looking for experienced tile, carpet, vinyl, and laminate installers with their own transportation and tools. Riders Tile and Flooring is a respected business that has served the Lake Havasu City area for over 23 years. You can apply in person at Riders Tile and Flooring, 2675 North Kiowa Boulevard, or call Riders Tile and Flooring at 928-505-2492. That's 505-2492.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. 3 different services, 1 dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today at TWNcom, that's com.com/Mojave. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road behind Glam RN. Right now, there's over 13,000 connections out there. You may have one and not even know it. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, if you're thinking about getting in shape in 2023, you need to add ProFit Kitchen to your menu because you won't find a healthier breakfast, lunch, or dinner on the Colorado River. Oh, and then there's the meal prep solutions where you go in and you can order your meals for a whole week. In fact, you don't have to go in. You can do it online. You order your meals for the whole week for lunch, and then you just pick them up on Sunday, and you're set for the whole week, and you didn't have to go through a drive-thru. Check out the entire menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we got restaurants. We got ice cream store. Upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Who can pass by there without wanting to buy some chocolate? The Levi store to the Vitamin World. The Boot Barn to the movies. Yes, all here at the mall. And 5 businesses facing Casino Drive on the front of the mall. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built quality buildings. You pick your size, you pick your door, you pick your window, you pick your ramps. You want a ramp, you want a porch, what kind of door you want? Roll-up door, man door, whatever. You can stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave. You can also call Robert at 928-758-7224. All right, back in the studio with Judge Condre and Jeff Tipton and John Doe, who's a graduate of the Quality of Life program. How many judges before Judge Condre do you think you went before in your life?
Oh, easy, 15.
Okay. And those 15 didn't have a quality of life program.
No.
So what were some of the outcomes?
Jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, jail, fines. Well, now they're never good at paying fines, so it's usually just jail.
So when you come in through the quality of life program, you have an opportunity to change your lifestyle.
Right.
What did that mean to you inside?
That was a good thing to change my lifestyle, which I needed to do. And it's like, and pretty much being told to do it, you know, this is the way I was able to work with it. Because, you know, it's like, I don't have anybody coming down on me on anything. So, you know, I basically do whatever I want.
Right.
But when you have a figure, you know, the judge, like the judge, it was a good thing that I actually met him. You know what I mean? So, and things been going really good ever since I've been going to Quality of Life.
How many years have you been in Bullhead City?
I moved out here at 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times would you say that you were arrested in Bullhead City?
Oh.
And since 13, in 10 years?
In 10 years, easily 7.
Okay. So you knew something needed to change.
Right.
And now you found a judge that's going to make that change, or you go back into jail.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, and now you go to the quality court twice a week, because you just give a report, right, twice a month and say, here's where I'm at, here's what I'm doing?
Right, well, I stand in front of them.
Right.
Yeah, and, I let them know how I'm doing. And I have a pig. And I mentioned him, and he's always asked me about my pig. All the time, it's like the first thing. So
you need to bring a picture next time you go to court.
I keep promising him that I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call your pig?
Baby.
Baby. Okay. All right. Now, Catholic Social Services has also played a big part in your repairing your life and fixing it up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten close through them. I've eaten there all, you know, quite a few times, and I still do to this day here and there. And and she's helped me go get my my EBT card for food, and the place is really good. And you can kick back; you got something to do instead of going out running the streets, you know.
Right.
You can go there and just kick back and relax. And that's a good place.
When you're there, do you find yourself having the need to tell other individuals about the quality of court life and how it's changed you?
Oh, yeah, I do all the time. I tell pretty much everybody I know knows you and I go to court because I go to court so often. So, I tell them, you know, it's good. It's actually really good. It's a good program, and it gave me a break, you know, and it didn't go to jail, which, you know, I could have went to jail
sure.
easily.
You'd like to put that in the rearview mirror.
Right, right. Yeah. But, it's all good. It's really good.
Now, the Quality of Life program is not just for the homeless community, correct, Judge?
It really, I really started it to help the homeless, to kind of give them an exit strategy to go from one lifestyle to another. But because it deals with mental health, we have services through Mojave Mental Health and WestCare that I think in the last 6 months I've had people come in that probably needed counseling and said, you know, let's see if this program is going to work for somebody that has a roof over their head, that has an income.
Okay.
And it has proved to be very valuable.
Because even those people need that little kick in the shorts.
Maybe, yeah, or at least a direction.
Right.
I mean, I just had an individual that unfortunately has a lot of issues in his life, a lot of stressors, lots of kids, two baby mamas. He's got all sorts of things going on.
Sure.
And I offered it to him, and he's doing very well. He's going to WestCares to see his clinician. We got him into, through WestCare, they offered him some parenting classes to help his parenting skills.
Wow.
Parenting skills. So it really paid off. But again, I tell him to do this, but the real carrot rests with the prosecution and Damon Kovars, who says, okay, if you do these things, then we will do a deferred entry of guilt or some sort of carrot. So he puts,
right.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like they do all these things and they don't get anything out of it.
Right. The simple thing that they get out of it is they don't have to go to jail or pay a fine. But like you said, that's kind of up to the prosecution to make that agreement in your courtroom.
Yep. And I always put it on before we accept them, I always say, okay, this is what this gentleman or this individual's facing. What can you do? And Damon, Mr. Kovars has been very gracious in what he offers the defendants.
And when you go to judge conferences, because I'm sure you do, do people say to you, what the heck are you doing up there in Bullhead?
Well, I'm trying to think, was it September, October? I went to Tennessee for the National Association of Drug Court Professionals. And everybody has a drug court, it
right.
seems like. Every county has a drug court.
Yep.
And every court, and they have, some courts have homeless courts. And I said, I put mine together. So I talked to some of the professionals there, the PhDs, and they said, one doctor told me, what a novel idea.
Yeah.
And I went, I think it is. I think what at the end of the day, what are we doing? We're getting people off the streets. We're getting them better quality of life. Some of the individuals in our court have, unfortunately, serious mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And with that sometimes comes drug addiction. So those are the hard nuts to crack, so to speak, that go to WestCare or go to Mojave Mental Health and say, okay, really, what's controlling or what? Controlling this dog today, is it the tail or
right.
is it the drugs or is it the serious mental illness? But ultimately what happens is coordination through Catholic Charities, we can take these individuals, we can hopefully get them on a different path, and then Catholic Charities through grants and so on can find them a roof over their head.
So you wear the black robe behind the desk, but it takes a team to make this happen.
It takes a full team. There's no way you could do the program without the support of Catholic Charities, WestCare, Mojave Mental Health, the other clinicians in the community, as well as the prosecution who's also on the team. And I think the DES, because we've had individuals that had to get food cards and get some support that way. So yeah, it is a large, the resources I tap upon are endless.
Good. All right, let's take a break. Half past the hour, a little bit plus. I want to remind you, Paul Avoy's coming up next, and he's got the Lake Havasu Union School District Curriculum Director on Speak Out coming up at 11 o'clock, followed by, Sean Hannity. We're going to come right back and chat some more. If you have questions, give us a call. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Mojave Electric recognizes the importance of higher education and is offering an annual scholarship program to help our members achieve their academic goals. Students within the MEC service area attending college in the 2023 fall semester or quarter may apply for financial assistance until April 28, 2023. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com. Financial assistance is available up to $5,000. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400. Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative and TWN Communications. They bring you fast, reliable fiber internet, plus digital telephone and TV streaming service. And someday, MEC will be able to read your meter over your digital internet connection with fiber. Yes. And if you have a problem, they'll be able to call you and say, hey, your power's off. What's going on? How cool is that? You can enjoy all this at ease with TWN. Go to TWN.com/Mojave, and sign up. You're not committing to anything. You're not saying I'm going to pay $500 a month or anything like that. You're just going to sign up and say, send me more information. Tell me what it's all about. You can also call TWN at 888-227-2095, or you can call MEC at 928-763-1100. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's butcher block time, breakfast, hearty man's combo, or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, with breakfast served from open to close, and lunch or dinner, well, how about a top sirloin topped with garlic butter, and with mashed potatoes and veggies? Oh, yeah, then you can add mushrooms, you can add shrimp, you can add soup or salad. Oh, it's a yummy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Perkins in Bullhead City. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you'd like to enter the world of healthcare, you can do so at Legacy. They will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're on the clock and all with the assistance of Mojave Community College to give you that certificate that says you're a nursing assistant. Yeah, then you make more money. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404. Or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. And experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your kids and your pets. It's a family operation at Barron's. For alarms, for pools, or pest solutions, call Barron Services all at one number, 928-768-5499. We're back in the studio with these three gentlemen. Jeff Tipton, the Human Services Director for Bullhead City, and the Honorable Bill Condre, the judge for Bullhead City, and the judge for the Quality of Life Program. And John Doe, who is, can we call him a graduate judge and say he's graduated from your program?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you for answering instead of shaking your head. You were talking about the resources the judge was mentioning about the team that comes to work for not just John Doe, but all these people, because it may not seem like a big deal to that individual who says, oh, I think I have a job for you here to call this guy. And they get that job. But to the John Does of the world, that's a big deal to receive that opportunity. Like you said, you're going to Catholic Social Services a couple times a week to grab a meal. That's a lot to you, isn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, they're just scooping some stuff like you see in the movies on a plate and handing it to you, but you're going, oh, this is my lunch. I wouldn't have had this.
Right.
What are some of the other resources available in Bullhead City? Because you're the Human Services Director, and you've put together on your website and on the app. Explain that.
Yeah, and I wanted to kind of get back to the resources as part of the court. And when we had our homeless forum back in November, it was geared towards substance abuse, mental health, homelessness. Probably the biggest takeaway was organizing the resources, because there's a lot of resources out there. Most people know a couple, but when you start really digging in, there's close to 100 resources out there hitting on different things. And
right.
What's real good about Bullhead City's resources is there's such a collaboration versus competition. And I think maybe 5 years ago, you seen the competition, like, you got to have numbers. You know, you're trying to help this person,
right.
And even if you can't provide the help they need, you're not giving them off to the person that can help, because you need that number. And I've been in meetings and going through the different things where if that organization can't help, they are getting them to a person that can help them. It's not about the numbers. It's about the person. And one of the things we wanted to do is put all the resources for Bullhead City on our city website under community services, and it's a social service resource guide. And we put it in 8 categories, which some fall into all of them, but
right.
We tried to do it by hotlines, by family services, mental health, drugs, homelessness, veterans, and I can't remember, there's like one other.
Right.
But and you can also look at it on the Bullhead Direct app. You can click on it and navigate to the city page through that and open it up. And there's emails, there's phone numbers, but it kind of, it's pretty eye-opening when you do that accordion
right.
And open them all up. It is a huge list. And if we miss someone, email myself or call the city, ask for myself or Darlene Cineo. We'll add it to it. But we try to keep it up to date, and it's kind of all in one place.
Right. Which we've never had in Mojave County.
No.
Yeah.
I think the county has a general website, but it has Havasu, Kingman, everyone, and it's just on a spreadsheet, and it's
right.
A mile long.
Yeah.
And it's alphabetical, so you don't know what to look for unless
right.
You know the name of the organization.
And someone who's worked on MSTEP, Mojave Substance Treatment and Education Prevention Partnership, for about 15 years, and someone who's been on a couple other coalitions mapped and some of these other ones that are countywide, we used to have CareMC that would print a resource guide that was, you know, 15, 20 pages for Mojave County, but it was outdated the day it came to print because
yep.
Something changed or something new got here. And by putting it on an app and on the website, you can maintain it.
We can change it the day of.
Yeah.
I get
exactly.
Notified, we can change it. And the city's And I'll give Toby, City Manager Cotter, huge kudos. He's done all the economic development. So all these resources that are in town are part of his leadership, the Talus Harbors, Revives, all these organizations. So it's nice to have these resources. But what's even better is the Quality of Life Court holds some accountability to individuals to utilize these resources that may not have done it before.
And that's the key right there. The Quality of Life Court can hold them accountable.
Right.
And that's what you needed, right, John Doe?
Yes.
You needed that judge to say, do these things.
Right.
And I'll do these things.
Right.
Which you've never had before.
No. Just send me to jail.
Are you getting mental health assistance now?
No.
Okay. So you've kind of graduated through that?
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything that's going on through this court, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, and you're looking, which the viewers can't see, but Larry can see, this is a different man than what I seen a year ago. I
right.
mean, like he said, in despair, but just body language, confidence. And now he'll come in, shake hands with people, talk to people. He mentors. He follows up with different ones. He's kind of that liaison to the group that may need it, that may not come to a judge or come to myself when you're out in the field, but they will talk to a peer or someone that's lived it,
right,
and be a little more open and listen to what he has to say.
And you find that when you walk in the quality of court, you know some of the individuals in there, and you can say to them, hey, let me help you with this, or you can call Arizona at Work and they'll help you get a job, or you
right.
can call Catholic Social Services and they'll give you a lunch. Are you that little guy in the courtroom going around telling everybody, hey, let me help you?
Yeah, that and he, the judge, said he wanted me this little task or whatever to go out there and shake everybody's hands. You know, if I meet somebody on the street and shake their hand and that. And I know the three different times that I've done that, that we actually sat down and we talked, and these were like homeless people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I told them about the Catholic Charities, and they didn't even know about it. And now I see them there every once in a while. I see those people there, and I can see the change in them.
Isn't it interesting that you've become a resource instead of a problem?
Right. Well, I feel better about myself now. You know, before I didn't. I had, you know, I was like ashamed, I guess, you know, because wearing rags or whatever.
Yeah.
And but now I feel really good, and I got a judge on my side.
A judge on my side.
Yeah.
Not too many people can say that, huh?
No.
That's a great outlook. That he's on your side as long as you,
right?
You know, you do what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
And I do, and I needed someone like him.
Sure.
In order to go out and do it.
Judge, have you had some people that failed?
Yes. Yes, we, you know, Jeff Tipton goes out with the police department, writes a bunch of sites. They ultimately end up at my podium. We have this program. You have to do A, B, and C. And if you do A, B, and C, the prosecution will do E, F, and G.
Right.
And they go, oh, we want it. We like it. We're for you. And then we go, okay, then we'll see you in 2 weeks. And then we don't see them again.
Right.
Those individuals are not getting off. Each and every one of them that tells me they're going to do it and don't have a warrant out for their arrest right now.
Okay.
And that's what I was going to say. The accountability, people take it as a negative, but the accountability, it puts it back on the person. If they do the things that's asked, they get rewarded. If
right.
you don't, I've seen both sides. It's
yeah.
not pretty on the other side.
Do you feel, John, that the judge asked you to do things that you didn't have the ability to do?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
But you got them accomplished.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, you know, because he's like working with me.
Right.
Instead of against me, and just and doesn't want to just throw me out in jail or whatever, you know, he's actually seems to care.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it says a lot how he thinks about you that you're here today on the radio, that you came in to discuss how you've changed your life.
Right. Yeah, it's picking on me.
The other two things I'd like to bring up, though,
please,
is not only do we have Catholic Charities that provides meals, you know,
and housing,
but we also have Praise Chapel Food, Colorado Food Bank. I mean, these are also resources that individuals can go to when they're down on their luck.
Right.
I think one of the things that I say to everybody that goes to the podium, have you had two meals a day? Because I can't expect anybody
to function
unless they at least have two meals a day. I can't expect them to follow my direction unless they've got a full stomach. I mean, wasn't it Napoleon that said an army marches on its stomach?
There you go. Well, and all of our schools now make sure kids have two meals a day. So, I mean, it's not new, and it definitely needs to get that food in your stomach to be able to cooperate and keep moving down the road. Hey, I mentioned earlier Paul Avoy is coming up next, and he had the curriculum director for the school district. Well, there's been a flaw, and you're going to have Dennis Prager back in your ear. Paul's going to be off today and back with you tomorrow with sound advice, of course. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have a question, you can call in and ask. You know, our phones do work. See that? 702-298-1063. And don't forget, there's a free rock painting Friday at the Recreation Building in Bullhead City at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance, and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's 5th Annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 25th at Ken Fovard Park, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, healthy, and safe. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 60 booths filled with information for our Tri-State area children, youth activities, clubs, sports, associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, Free City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis Club thanks their annual community partners. This sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire and Auto, Dot Foods, Wickersham Insurance Agency, Arizona Comfort Solutions, River Rock Productions, Heather Petrillo at New American Funding, and Barron Services, and media partners News West, Murphy Broadcasting, Mojave Economic Journal, and of course, Radio Central.
And if you have questions about that Kiwanis Kids Expo, feel free to call me as the coordinator, 928-201-3313. Do want to remind you, Speak Out is brought to you by 2.0. It's brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. I don't know why I leave that off. Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, you want to borrow some money for a vacation home, maybe a pool, maybe an add-on, maybe a brand new house. We'll call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. And he's got this vault underneath his desk that has tons of money. Every shelf has money on it. You need 600 grand? Go in and see him. He's got it on a shelf and he just hands it to you. Yeah, well, kind of. You got to do a little bit more than that. Call him up and get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, grab your friends and family. Head to Laughlin Ranch on Friday night, March 31st, for an evening and outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Yes, Eagles tribute band will be there, and you outdoors under the stars. Yeah, end of the month. It'd be beautiful weather. General admission is $50, first come, first serve. VIP, $100, and you sit at a nice round table, and they bring you food and beverage. Yes. Check out the after party in the bar afterwards, and tickets are available at LaughlinRanch.com. Oh, so Arizona Comfort Solutions. Oh, how's the weather for you? Indoors, in your office, in your home. Do you need Arizona Comfort Solutions to come tune your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, your air conditioning? Because that's going to be next. And you might want it fine-tuned before we hit 90, 100, 110. It's all coming. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. East-West Financial Services. Hey, if you're thinking of retiring this year, well, East-West Financial Services can help you do that for free. What? Yeah, for free. You go in, you sit down with Jack Mafara and his Kingman office or Bullhead office, and you tell him what you want to do and where you're at, and if he can help you, he will. But when you talk with him, it's absolutely free. Call his office and make an appointment in both Kingman and Bullhead City. One number, 928-888-9828. All right, just a few more minutes left here with our guests. John Doe, were you surprised at some of the people that you've come across who helped you?
Surprised, yes. Yeah. Are you talking about?
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's provided you with assistance, whether it be Catholic Social Services or the judge or,
right.
or some of the hoops the judge put you through, that there was people helping you go through those hoops.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, I would be in, like I say, in jail or whatever. So they actually give me a break. And, thank God for Catholic Charities and the Quality of Life program, because not everybody's it's just like a hoodlum,
right?
Or whatever, they actually need help, and if it's court ordered, it sort of helps you out because you got to do it.
There you go.
I thank God for everybody that helps me.
Good.
And I'm glad that there's places you can actually go to.
Yeah, and you're sharing that information too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's important. You become a resource for the success of the program.
Right. I've brought a couple people myself to Catholic Charities. They're hungry or whatever, come on, I'm going there right now. So.
Have you had family members that you've talked to in the last few months that maybe you didn't talk to a year or two ago?
I really don't have any family anymore. But I have really good friends, And I even brought one of them with me one time.
Yeah.
Catholic Charity. And he's doing actually good for himself,
Good.
But we went there and we had lunch and that. It was all right.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story today. You didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You're thank welcome. You for having me.
Your Honor, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Continued success with your Quality of Life program. Yeah. And Jeff? Keep bringing him customers.
Will do.
He's not smiling. Keep bringing.
No, he has.
Yeah.
He wants people to succeed. So.
And that's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a teamwork. So thank you all.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm about out of here. Once again, Speak Out from Havasu is going to be dark today. So, once again, Dennis Prager will be back in your ears in a.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.